You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
At an NIH talk last month, researchers presented early data on existing drugs that could keep mild cases of COVID from getting worse. This could be a huge boon for treating the disease, given that most of the drugs you may have heard of, like remdesivir and dexamethasone, are for people who are already severely ill. Now, one drug in particular, an antidepressant called fluvoxamine, has some promising trial data, though the drug is still a ways away from becoming part of the standard of care for COVID patients. At the same presentation, scientists shared that ivermectin, which had some encouraging early results in small studies, doesn't help prevent or treat COVID. All of this data hasn't been peer-reviewed or officially published yet, but the trial is well-respected, which means that more definitive answers about how we can treat mild COVID may be on the way. In other news, Idaho officials announced that the state had started using crisis standards of care to determine how to allocate resources in northern hospitals that are overwhelmed by serious cases of COVID. The state's case count has risen dramatically recently, and it has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Affected hospitals are now allowed to determine who has access to scarce resources like ICU beds based on how in need the patients are and how likely they are to benefit from care. These crisis standards will stay in place until hospitals are once again able to provide normal levels of care to all in need. And South Korea reported more than 2,000 new cases yesterday, and officials are asking residents to stay vigilant, especially ahead of a national holiday later this month, when many will travel to be with family. Cases have stayed high in the country recently, even though vaccinations have been ticking upward. About 61% of South Koreans had received at least one vaccine dose as of yesterday, and officials expect that 70% of the country will be fully vaccinated by the end of October.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.